saying, whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now, the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-control, respectful, physical, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into danger. In the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there's nothing against them, let them serve the people. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. The deacon must be faithful to his wife, must manage his children and his household well. Those who serve well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith. Please keep that passage open. We're going to be looking at it and thinking about it. Leadership matters, but it makes a great difference for good or for bad. It matters in work. Those of you who work for a boss or a manager, the type of manager or boss you're working for, it makes a big difference to your life experience. It makes a big difference in sports. When the English cricket team is doing badly, they typically react by sacking the captain, don't they? They just sack the captain. It matters in politics. There are leaders doing practice, doing right jobs. It matters in church. Because there are church leaders who teach the prosperity gospel. And in doing that, they take advantage of vulnerable people. There are church leaders who deny basic Bible truths, and so teach error. And teaching lies about God sends them away from them. There are church leaders who use their influence to sexually abuse them. That's an example of wrong leadership. In this letter, he writes to Timothy, his first letter to Timothy, he's reacting against wrong leadership. And he's writing to his friend Timothy, who has got a role in the church, so that Timothy can deal with this. He reacts to wrong leadership in the church. And he gives instructions to two groups. Verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1. Here's a trustworthy saying, work desires to be an overseer. That's one role. And then verse 8, in the same way, deacon. Might have heard of different leadership roles in different churches. We've got vicars, bishops, deacons, pastors, elders, presbyters, priests. What do all these names mean? Well, I'll tell you, because that's where history of the Bible tells us. Those different names of different churches organising themselves in different ways. And more important than understanding how that church around the road organised itself differently from us. More important than understanding that is, what does the Bible say about the kind of leaders we should have, the people we should appoint, the things we should pray for in their lives? Have we understood what the Bible says? Do we accept it? Are we going to obey it? That's our goal this morning. But you still might say, well, what's the point of looking at this together in church? Well, you could read it in your home on your own. But when we get together, let's do something this morning. One first thing to say is that we should all be concerned about church life and the kind of a belief that the church has. I don't know if you've made a mistake thinking today is the day for our annual meeting, or people have already come to let anyone be here, but it's a shame that we've got more of us here to hear the reports from the church life and the involvement in they should then practice what we should be looking for, what we should be praying for. But if you were to move church, if you move past another area, what kind of leadership would you look for in that church? And this teaching actually tells all of us what to aim for in our lives, because this list really is a description of the mature Christian. It's not talking about very particular activities of any one person, but it's talking about their character. Now think of another leader outside of the church here, Boris Johnson. Why is he in the news? Partygate, yeah. To do with the parties during the pandemic, when he and his staff broke the rules for their expected vaccinations to follow. Now, I think it's probably fair to say Boris Johnson government led us through the pandemic, making a number of mistakes. But as a nation, the UK is in a better position than lots of other nations during the pandemic. It's probably fair to say. But that's not what our society is focusing on. They haven't said, we did an okay job, some mistakes, but overall, probably on the upper part of the scale. The focus is on his hypocrisy. The hypocrisy and the character of the leader that is discussing the leader. Not his competence, it's not the skills and abilities, his charisma. He's got those, but it's his character. One of the ministers in the government was on a radio interview, and they said, it's okay, we've written some new rules about who should drink alcohol and when they drink it in these government offices. That's a disaster, because that's not our problem. That's not why the public are upset. It's not we're upset that they drank at work. We're upset about their character and their hypocrisy and failing to apply the rules to others. It's not the organisation that's the problem. It's the people running the organisation. And that is a very clear instruction about church leaders. It's not giving us instruction for what we do on Sunday, what I do on Sunday afternoon. It's about the character. Because that is essential for a church that's going to be healthy. The description of overseers in verse 1-7 and deacons in 8-13. Overseers, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Here's a trustworthy saying: whoever desires to be, aspires to be an overseer, desires a noble task. This role of being an overseer is for a he, not a she. We saw that in last week, passage chapter 2. Timothy says that women are not valid. Over men, there have many ministries. You see that through the Bible, but not that overstar God. If you miss that, you listen to hear that through the Bible. Says he rather than she, but it's not any man, a man not a woman, but not any man. They have to have certain qualities. Now the overseer is to be above reproach. Doesn't mean perfectly fitness. Never get a church leader who can be that. But it means there's no major black marks against their character. Faithful to his wife. The literal language behind this is a one woman man. A one woman man. Now that's not saying he can't be a single person who's never married, doesn't have to be married. He might be remarried. He's saying he mustn't be a man with several wives at once. But more than that, it's saying he's not to be someone who's flirting. No fancy women. No pornography. Politics, people's personal public enterprise is 11.2%. It should be temperate, the word of being taken as well seriously. That self-control, no bar temper, respect to them. but all the other things are things that should be expected of all Christians, but again, in particular the leader, verse 6, he must not be a recent convert, for he may become conceited and be under the same judgment as that. See, the way the world thinks about leadership, it's just about power and prestige and style and performance. That's why we can have a Boris Johnson meeting and a place to be quiet. Don't support Boris Johnson. Young Christian hasn't yet learned. No, the Christian way of being serving and following in the life of Jesus. And so the young Christian is in danger of following the devil's path by the downfall of the devil. A young Christian is in danger of following his path. The devil's in the next verse, which is the spirit of the battle, the leader, verse 7. He must also have a good reputation. About leadership, talk about three things: conviction, character. The conviction that you believe, character, and then your ability and skills. And it's important that they're in that order, because your beliefs as a Christian will come first, and from your beliefs will grow your character, and your skills and ability will come last. But our problem is that we very easily get dazzled by this ability. So, you may have heard the story about a man called Mark Christian, who was a church leader in America. In 1996, he started a group meeting in his home. He lived in a different farm. He was a good church. By 2014, there were 15,000 people in the church. But actually, he was a member. You'd want to go along with you and find out what's going on there. How can we be part of this? Can we copy the disease? That kind of stuff. There's that big, big thing happening just down the road. I want to be there. That was all the blue ocean. The blue ocean. Not Christian, I suppose, but being a bully. And it has come out since then that these people have heard these let's also recognise this is the description of the mature Christian. So for each of us, we look at this different thing. Is there something here I need to be kind of working to help you? The instructions for the overseers more briefly, the deacons, were saved in the same way, deacons. The word behind it in the Greek, the Bible, is the ordinary word servant, which it seems to be talking about not just the household servant here, but just someone who works as a servant, someone with a particular role within church life. And we know from another passage in the New Testament, chapter 6, that there were some people who weren't the overseers. They had a work in church, they were dealing with a practical part of church life. So the deacon role within church, to bring it up to date, that's the people who focus on safeguarding, who keep the buildings, who organize the finance, who run the website, who do many other practical tasks, and many of those tasks involved in a church of our size. But if I, the overseer, was doing all of those, I wouldn't have time to prepare to teach you carefully spiritually. I'll be coming here on a Sunday morning about the big building, looking after that stuff, the safeguarding. Very sorry, but I've had some thoughts about the church, but I'm not telling you now. But that's not what you need as a Christian church family. What you need is to exercise and practice roles. However, just as with the overseers, and the public is seeing with Boris Johnson, we want character. It's not just enough to come up with the skills and abilities. It's not enough to say, Bob works in accountancy. We should have it in finance for church. We've got to have it in life as well. It's character, all your abilities and skills. So that comes across as a great. In the same way, deacons are meant to be worthy of respect. And to have good character. Sincere, not indulging in much wine, we've seen that already with the overseers, not pursuing dishonest gain, and the distance of those involved in the practice of God. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience, the least so important, for the people who do the practical part in our church. They hold on to the message, and they live it out with a clear conscience. Verse 11, in the same way, the women are not to be worthy of respect. The women are to be worthy of respect. Not maliciously, but contemptible, trustworthy, everything. This it may well be referring to women in church who do practical roles alongside male deacons. Chapter 2 made it clear that women are not to be in the overseas role of teaching the men. There's nothing to say they shouldn't be doing the role of the deacon in practical tasks. And so here in Dagenham Parish Church, we have a woman warden named Wendy, who's a delegate there, and she's giving a little presentation at the annual meeting. We have a woman safeguarding, teaching one another, teaching children, and serving many other practical tasks. Verse 12, back to the symbol of the overseer, the deacon must be faithful to his wife again in this way, which is a point of the man that must manage his children's household and excellent intelligence. Those who serve well gain an excellent standard of great assurance in their faith and Christ's leadership. Did you notice that? Do you understand that? Serving as a Christian is an impractical way for the church family. It's a great way to grow. Well, Paul is reacting to a problem with leadership. In our secular society, we assume we can solve this problem. And so what we need in a leader is skills and abilities. But if Paul had thought that, then his list would, be something like, he's got to be able to provide the roadmap, organize the events, and the driving arts. And it would be all those practices to get there. come as you say, on a Sunday morning, it's 10:30. Someone's got to say that, so others come at 10:30 and start meeting. That there's a basic level organisation. We need an annual meeting to report information. We need people in running safeguarding systems. But for a healthy church, the more important issue than skills is character. Because when churches go wrong, it's not really because the church leader didn't know how to work with the teacher. It's a moral thing that happens. And unfortunately, the Church of England that we're associated with tends to look at the technical offices. In a Bible-teaching church like this, we've got to beware our Christian life is not just knowledge, it's character. And we all need to be growing in our Christian character. Character by reading the Bible, listening to it together, studying it together, praying, and serving, putting into practice. But First Timothy is not an instruction manual for how to run a church. First Timothy, the problem in church is that people don't think, I've got to give him a good pitch on how to make church work. The problem with Timothy is one teaching and one character. There's not a description of the system, it's a description of the men and women who run the system. We can have the best system in the world in the church. I can be the next one.